At the end of this month, a new craft brewery is opening in Grand Rapids. It's called Clocko Brewing Company. It's owned and operated by husband and wife team Andy and Tasha Clocko. Andy is joining us now to tell us about it. Thanks for being on the air with us today, Andy.
Thanks for having me here. It's pretty exciting to be on live radio.
Tell us how you came to be opening a craft beer business in Grand Rapids.
Well, I guess I've always been a big beer fan. My dad did a lot of home brewing when I was growing up. He makes some pretty darn good beer and wine. And kind of as a kid, I'd help him bottle and maybe sip the foam here and there. but once I got into college, he got me a homebrew kit for one of my birthdays, and I just fell in love with the hobby and just kind of how creative you can get with it. And if you add hops at a different spot or add different spices or different things. It's a lot like cooking, a lot like, baking, and, you get to kind of express some creativity. And that hobby ended up giving me a pretty awesome job when I was living in the Twin Cities. I befriended the guys that started Hammer Heart Brewing Company in Lionel Lakes.
Oh, wow.
Who make really awesome smoked beer. So they actually buy malted barley that has been dried with, beechwood smoke or oak smoke, different kind of things like that. So it's a whole other flavor profile to play with. And anyway, met these guys when I was working at Guitar Center, because of course we're all musicians too. And I got an apprenticeship there, and thus started the professional side of me just loving everything about craft beer and being able to practice it and come up with some recipes of my own and be able to test them out on a pretty big scale system.
So a lot of work goes into opening, a new business. And how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Yeah, you got that right. It's a lot of work. we've had a lot of great support, especially in our infancy. We worked hand in hand with the Itasca Economic Development with Shannon Benokin there, and she really put us through business plan boot camp. And made sure, as far as financials and all that go, that we had a pretty good idea of what we're getting ourselves into. Between them and the city of Grand Rapids has just been awesome to work with. You can tell there's a lot of excitement just from the community and the city, just about us getting open here.
Well, describe your new space. What are you building?
So we renovated. It's about an 11,000 square foot building. That used to be a kind of a parking garage for CenturyLink, and I think it was US West or Bell Northwest before that. 50 or 60 year old building, I think, kind of steel frame. With when we found it had floor drains in it already, which I was really excited for, because brewing gets really messy and you need some floor drains in your brew house.
Well, that's something I never would have thought that a person would be excited about.
Yep. Oh, I pretty much jumped for joy when I saw the floor. So we found this building and, brought the idea to the city, and they have a custom manufacturing zoning in place. So we were only allowed to use 6,000 square feet of it, which actually works out perfect for us. So we have about a 4,000 square foot brew house area, 2,000 square foot tap room, which is where you can sit at the bar, have a beer, chat with me and hear my stories, I guess. And then we have about 5,000 square feet left over that we had to build a big dividing wall that we're going to be able to rent out as warehouse space.
Oh, so you'll have another source of income.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
I hear that you built a stage into your space.
Yeah, we plan to have live music. As I said before, I'm a musician. We're all big into the music scene. And my wife, Tasha, grew up here. And it's funny how many people we both mutually knew before we actually met each other through music.
Yeah. So you met each other through music?
Kind of, yeah. I was playing in a band in the cities. And she was friends with my guitar player. Yeah. And so... So we just kind of hit it off, and things happened from there. So,
and yeah. I also hear you have a mural going in.
We do, and she's actually one of yours. She lives in Bemidji,
right?
Diamond Nispel is doing this amazing mural of it's like a fall nature scene, with our willow tree in it, and kind of like a, it's going to be a little hiking path with I think myself, my wife, and our little seven-month-old daughter featured in silhouette. And there might be a wiener dog or two thrown in there, too. You never know.
The willow tree is your logo. What is the significance of that?
Well, it's both mine and my wife's favorite tree. And it has a lot of family significance to me, too, because that was my mom's favorite tree, too. So it's always a good, kind of a cool reminder of her. And she passed away when I was 17, lung cancer. Oh. But, yeah, so it's kind of a cool homage.
Yeah, your mom's there with you at the brewery.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're talking with Andy Klocko. He and his wife, Tasha, own the Klocko Brewing Company. It's opening October 28th, right, in Grand Rapids?
Yep, that's the plan.
Tell us a little more about beer. What goes into making beer? What ingredients?
Well, as the Germans put it, there's only, four ingredients. You have malted barley, which is where they actually, you take the barley grown in the field, and they start to germinate it, and they stop the germinating process with heat, and that's how they, once the enzymes is converted to starches, they get different. Anyway, it modifies the grain so that brewers can basically mix it with water and pull sugars from that grain. So you basically make a big sugary liquid called wort, brewer's wort, which is unfermented beer, and that's where you add the hops and any sort of other flavors you want to add in there is when you're boiling the wort, and then you actually cool down the wort and put it in a fermenter, and you add yeast. And so the yeast has been cultivated for, last couple hundred years, different various strains that are from different parts of the world that really lend a lot of unique character to a beer. If you have a beer brewed with Belgian ale yeast, it's going to be completely different than a beer brewed with, American ale yeast. And the yeast is actually what turns the sugars into alcohol.
And so how long does it take to brew a batch of beer?
You usually want to give it a good 2 to 3 weeks. Sometimes your primary fermentation can last, maybe 7 to 10 days. And then you want to let it condition for a couple more days to kind of eat up some of the, kind of clean up the beer a little bit and let some of the solids fall out. Mm-hmm. And then you have to carbonate it. Which we force CO2 under pressure in a tank, which adds the head and the foam. Yeah. And then you have to package it in either kegs, bottles, or cans.
How much do you make at a, I'm thinking of those giant vats or whatever
yeah.
they are. How much do you make at a time?
So the system we got is, it's an 8.5-barrel system, and a barrel is 31 gallons. So okay. We're brewing roughly 250 gallons per batch.
Whoa.
And then we have some primary fermenters that are double sized. So we'll do the same beer, two brews in a row, to fill up a double batch tank.
You must have quite a bit of equipment there. What is a fermenter and what are those pieces of equipment?
So active brewing on your brew day, you have, three main vessels. It's the system I got is all electric. Which is kind of neat. So it has an auto timer to heat up my water for mashing my grains at 4 a.m. Oh. So by the time I get in, roll in there, around 8 a.m. or so, the water's hot and I'm ready to add grain. That equipment is, a boil kettle, which heats all the water. There's a mash tun, which is where you mix the grain and the water, and it has a slotted steel bottom that lets liquid go through, but the solids stay behind. So that's where you pull all of that sugary water from the grain. And then the fermenters, which are kind of the big tall ones that people see, they kind of look like big ice cream cones. They have a conical bottom. So that's where the beer sits for, those first couple weeks as the yeast takes over and does its job. And they're all glycol jacketed. So there's a big coolant system running on that. Kind of the outside jacket of the tanks to keep it at a certain temperature. And and then there's a little squat tanks where you condition it, little bright tanks is what we call them. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's kegs, lots and lots of kegs.
Oh, it sounds like you really have to kind of know what you're doing, Andy, to brew beer.
Yeah, it's you know, there's a lot of great homebrewers that start breweries, and you know, it's probably some of the hardest part because the theory stays the same, but it's just learning the equipment that's that's the challenge. So I feel I have a pretty good leg up with, you know, having the commercial experience and starting this. I felt pretty confident bringing my first batch.
Oh, that's just wonderful that you're able to have that internship.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and those guys are still some of my best friends. And they, if you ever are in Lino Lakes, you have to check out Hammerheart. It's just a little bit north of the Twin Cities, and they're a world-class brewery. They're really great.
How many kinds of beer do you plan to have at your brewery?
We have a 10-tap system for our tap room. And we're planning on having at least 8 different types of beers on at a time. And then we're going to dedicate one of the lines to something non-alcoholic. Either, like, you know, I might make some root beer or, say, orange soda or something. Or if we have, like, nitro cold press coffee on or something, you know.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Have a non-alcoholic line. And then I really like the, you know, Guinness and Murphy's, that kind of stuff, which is always served on nitrogen. So I'm going to have a dedicated nitro tap for a various assortment of beers that I brew.
Oh, and what kind of beer are you going to be serving on opening day?
Yeah, so on opening day, so far I've brewed an Irish Blonde, West Coast style IPA, which I just dry hopped with Cascade, and it's getting really fruity.
Oh.
And then I brewed a double IPA, which is actually based off the recipe I brewed at Hammerheart, which is going to be about a 10% alcohol IPA, big strong one.
Yeah.
And brewed a brown ale, which is my dad's favorite kind of beer. And then actually today going in and brewing an Irish stout, which will be one of our nitro beers. And I think this week I'm also brewing a chocolate hazelnut stout.
Wow, those sound wonderful. And then as you open, Katie and I were talking before we went on the air, and Katie made the observation that the breweries in small towns tend to become community centers, places where people kind of hang out, and they're not like a regular bar. They're a little bit different. Do you have activities and plans for when you open?
Absolutely. Yeah, so our kind of our thing we've been telling people is, like, you know, we're not the place you end your night. You know, we're a place, kind of a family place where you can come hang out. We bought a bunch of board games. And this would be like cribbage boards, and think of any, you know, if you want to play Monopoly for 8 hours, be our guest, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we've been making a lot of tables too. My family and my wife's family are really good at woodworking. And welding too. So my wife's uncle took some steel I-beams that we had to take down from a little shed on the property, and he actually chopped them up and came up with pedestals and table bases. And then my dad and his twin brother are making, and my wife's dad's cousin are all making like 40x40 tables out of various woods they had around. And they just turned out gorgeous. They're just really cool. There's some oak, ash, spalted maple. I think there's some cherry wood even. And then I'm trying my hand at making some long tables. They're probably going to be the eyesore, but, you know.
It sounds like you have your hands full between brewing and making tables. And you have a new child in your family and lots going on.
Oh, yeah. It's a busy time, but hey. We're busy people, so it's we really thrive thrive in this environment. So,
well, Andy, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today, and we wish you luck when you open.
Thank you. Yeah, hope to see you there.
All right. That is Andy Klocko, and Klocko Brewing Company is opening on October 28th. It's at 36 Southeast 10th Street in Grand Rapids near Walgreens. And you can keep up with Andy at Klocko Brewing Company on Facebook. It's the Wednesday morning show on Northern Community Radio, connecting you to local food and local beer and sustainable living.